Enter Founding Neverland. Hello, Andras. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks.
For the people who don't know you, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Andras Doth from Hungary. I am the founder and CEO of Evista. We are an agency from a city called Szeged. It's like 200,000 people south of Hungary. And I am a father of two kids.
Mm-hmm. What's the vision of your agency and how has it evolved since its founding?
Yes, it's a good question. I think when we were founded, it was a long time ago, 21 years. And we didn't have any vision back there. We just wanted to make something, get some clients. We didn't really know like which direction we want to go. So back then it was really like a startup. But now I would say our vision is to have a long-term partnership with clients where we create digital products that can fulfill their needs.
Mm-hmm. The first year of a business is always the most telling one that defines sort of the what the company stands for. Now, you just said in the beginning you didn't have a vision, but yeah. What was year one like?
Yeah, quite funny, I would say. Just one story that we didn't even have an office. So we had a shop with a window and we had TVs where we were like trying to sell stuff to the people who walks by. So we didn't really have that much knowledge of business and what we want. So I would say year one for us, more like a good memory.
Mm-hmm.
And that how much things happened and how much me evolved throughout these 21 years.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit how the agency evolved over time.
Yeah, I mean, back then we were close to agency that were working with different things, media, graphical design, expose, branding, packaging, and now we kind of specialized on development. So we really, really, really narrowed it down. I think we are the one from community who narrowed it down the most.
Mm-hmm.
We focus on development. By development, I mean smaller things from landing sites, web pages, to really big things, development that can go on for a year or even more.
Mm-hmm. Looking back, is there a project or decision you would approach differently today?
Yeah, I think like a dozen or even more. So, yeah, of course, there were some projects that we took some bad decisions, but this is something probably we needed in order to get where we are now. So, but even with that, I would say there are plenty of projects with my head. I would say do not do that because you could see it from the start that maybe it won't be that profitable or the technology stack or what we have to make is not really for us. So I think, that's an advice I would give to my previous myself.
Mm-hmm. And what was a breakthrough moment with your agency?
I wouldn't say like a breakthrough moment. I would say like a breakthrough period.
Mm-hmm.
Really, this specialization and when we had the guts and the opportunity to say no to projects where we could say that it's outside of our scope, it's outside of our technological stack. So when we were able to do that, that helped a lot because for some time it's very hard to say no to some money, to budget, to project. But when you grow and you reach a level when you say that I will say no to this one because I don't feel comfortable with either the budget, either the technology, that made a lot of good for us. So I would say the breakthrough moment is both the specialization and that when we could say no.
Mm-hmm. One of the questions here is that the best projects are the ones that are fun and make money, but sometimes you can't have both.
Yeah.
And so in the question of dealing with that, you basically just said you can say no to stuff.
I mean, in our field, there are a lot of projects where you know, it for especially who's working in like in a back-end field, it's sometimes it's hard to find fun in a way. But of course, these my colleagues are professional people, and they do find fun in a big back-end development also. But like what we do is we have a couple of projects where we work for like foundations, where we don't get any money for it, but it's for a better cause.
Mm-hmm.
That can help a lot. And also we try to make like programs inside a company that kind of gets them out of the daily stuff and just really have something else to do. Or if somebody is like a full stack developer and working on backend, we can just put him for a week on a front end project where he can work on more creative stuff that is more fun to do.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say makes your agency unique apart from being so specialized and focused?
Yeah, I would say that is one I would say, mm-hmm. but I have already talked about that. The other one is maybe that we don't really work with pitches. So mm-hmm. our sales model is different in a way. So it's either contact based how we gather projects, and it's more like giving quotations, sitting down, and by the time we give quotations, we have already in a way have been selected based on our resume, based on our knowledge. So, and we don't miss that part, not to do pitches, to be honest.
Save some time.
Yeah.
How do you measure success, the success of your projects and your agency as a whole?
If I have to give points, for example, like, I think where we are, I would give like 7 or 8 out of 10. So I have a feeling we are getting there. We are getting where we want to.
Mm-hmm.
So and where we related to where we started, I think we have made quite a good. We just get better and better every year, and I have the same feeling this year. We are doing some things in the organization of the company. So we are focusing on projects. We are focusing on outsourcing. And we also have a common company with our fellow community member, Melver & Co. We have a company called Simple Co.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a company's focusing on digital prototyping. And I think that's a big accomplishment that we could together create a legal entity and start to work with that.
Mm-hmm. What are the biggest drivers to keep your team motivated?
Yeah, I mean that's a good question. What we try to do is we try to rotate people, because in our field, one project, like I said, really can last as long as a year or mm-hmm. a year and a half, and that's quite a long time. So when we see someone is getting a bit tired in the project, then we just start to work on it to have something new, something that gets them out of this different technology,
yeah.
And usually that works. Of course, we try to create programs inside the company, lectures, show them some way of improvement, new technologies they can learn, and usually that helps motivation.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to someone who's looking to start an agency in this saturated market?
I think that specialization is one, really, to focus on one thing. It can be that you specialize like the way we did on technology, or specialize on media, or specialize on communication, or like Taste does, like specialize on only on food market.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that was a great idea from them. And of course, probably a lot of times they had to say no, like for requests coming out of that field. So I think now it's more than ever important to be try to be the best in that one field rather than just work everywhere.
So you also have to resist the temptation to say yes to an offer that you might be getting it's out of your field.
Yes, for sure. If I would go back, I would say no like a lot more times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And looking into the future, what goals would you like to accomplish next?
We have a couple goals that I think we are quite close to reach. One of them that we probably will have a Budapest office. That was for some time I did not see any advantages of having it because most of our clients from abroad and we don't really have like these client meetings or just we travel there or something like that, or they travel to us. And our city is quite easily achievable, or they can find it quite easy. But now we are hiring more and more people from Budapest, and it would be nice that they could go to the office.
Mm-hmm.
and we will have our sales team there also. So that's one goal that's just around the corner, I would say. Other than that, it has this company I mentioned, this common company, SimpleCo. I think there our goal is to just move it a bit away from service related business into software as service. So we want to create our own product in the next 2-3 years, a product that helps you build digital prototypes in a very easy way using AI and some other things that can be really unique. So the idea is really to build a product there. That would be a big accomplishment if we can reach that in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Andras, and good luck for reaching 10 out of 10 on the success scale.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Enter Founding Neverland.
Cut.
Und wer hat's produziert? Das Pod. Deine Podcast-Agentur.